Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, planet Earth. It's April the 27th, Tuesday, 2021, Boblimpdoc. And you're out there in the night waiting for the morning time, because it's right around 3 a.m. And it may be technically morning, but the darkness tells you it's still night. It's still the night time, 'cause the demons will chase you down the street, and the dogs will bark at you, and the two cocaine apes at the corner, they'll point their 9mm gacks at you. They'll point their guns at you. They'll make a mockery of fate because it is Tuesday. It is April the 27th. It is 2021, and it is 3 a.m. Mountain Standard Time in the state of Utah. Here in Utah, the creatures are still asleep in their cave dwellings. They sleep according to their own ways. They connect with the spirits of the East. In the continuing pursuit of truth, because of the recent crackdown on the Little Saigon Report, we have been on the road. We've been traveling the road like so many of those forgotten warriors with horses and pistols and mines filled with ants. We've been traveling the road as if we had broken glass gasoline breakfast and all of our mothers were the forgotten old worshippers of the ancient ways. We are continuing as the planetary status report here in Utah. And because of our dedication to the truth, we are still translating lectures, Manson lectures, Charles Manson. Yes, in the year 2019, Boblimpdoc, Dr. Ruth Hubrington of the Northern New Mexico Institute for the Professionally Insane, Dr. Ruth Hubrington, who is famous for her book, How to Achieve Orgasm in 1700 Easy Steps, only 1700 easy steps to ecstasy. Yes, in 2019, Dr. Ruth Hubrington discovered in an old cardboard box a collection of papers, a collection of bits of scraps of pictures and whatnot, the ephemera of what was left over of what is now known as the lost lectures, the lost prison-style lectures of Charles Manson. With the help of Ken Hayes, a neuro-linguistic astronomical cosmologist, with the help of Ken Hayes, who is famous for founding the Corporation for the Discovery of Why We Need Corporations, Yes, with the help of Ken Hayes, they took all these papers and whatnots and little scribblings. They took the bits of cardboard and rags and dead animals that Manson carved his notes into for his prison-style lectures. They took all this material and they translated it. And over time, it takes time. We're at lecture number 15. This translation took several weeks. Manson Lecture 15, The Lost Prison Style Charles Manson Lecture 15, Treasure Hunt. This lecture was given by Charles Manson on February the 8th, 1998, to some of his friends in the prison, to a few prison guards. Some even think the warden showed up with Bill Clinton. Treasure hunt. Wealth. Our nightmare split. Made of lead and glass and steel. Made of old broken pianos and rotten meat. You can't focus on the lines because it's all blurry. Your mom looked at you when you were born, and she said, "You are my light, you are my star flower." But then she went back to hooking and using and shooting heroin up through her snatch. Your mom, your mother's spirit, your true one, she left you in the cold, not knowing or caring. She left you in the cold, she left you to die. Your mom, your true one, she left you in the cold, not knowing or caring. She chose the horse, the dragon, the powder over your sweet head. She'd turn you out to make money and then hand those wages to her dealer, Marty. Marty sold her everything. Marty hit her with a pillowcase filled with hotel-size hand soap. Marty screamed. Marty disappeared in 1943, Bo Blimp Doc. After all this, after everything, you think to yourself, man, how do I become rich? How do I become rich, man? How do I escape the sweaty trap of evil jungle life? How? Do you know the answer to that, buddy? How do I escape the sweaty trap of evil jungle life? How? You are a man. You have the golden halo floating over you. It's wonder and magic and a sprinkling of old stories involving dukes and ladies and knights and swords and death. At every late night drinking, you could pass out, listening to Elvis and thinking about old stories and old whores, but you have a golden halo. You have the light. A careful examination of the universal construct, excuse me. A careful examination of the universal construct reveals the following. That we are all trapped in smog and bogus drug delusion. And the problematic instruction of a teacher? A mentor? A holy man that grabbed you by the hair and dragged your ass behind the sacristy for a little one-on-one God instruction? But that old priest was too drunk and went too far. And it was time to take a rock and open his mind. Treasure maps. In 1966, I found a treasure map. On the map were symbols and sketches and notes written in Latin. The map described islands and rivers. It showed a way to the lands of Teblos, where goose masters controlled all the eggs. And the lost children of Slog stared in wonderment at the ghastly bullshit. The map was a way to the other world. The world of power. The world of control. The world of women and money and fast cars and good drugs. But the map was also a warning. This map showed the way of obsessions, obsessions built on compulsions. Compulsions made of anger and barbed wire and that switchblade you buried behind the school after you shivved the cop. The map was caution and knowledge. The map was there to block you from your devil game. The map is the key to the lock which opens the door and leads that to a room with five tunnels intersecting at that room, and there's an old black rabbit there named Kevin, and he stares at you with fire and destruction. Your heart begins to melt. Your eyes turn bloodshot. Your mind starts to float towards heaven. Old guards and harlot maidens, polygon polywogs, framed in mist, staring deeply into the brown muck. My compass pointed north and your own scent filled the winds. I cared not for frozen TV dinner snacks because my girl Sheila had left me with $2 and 3 teeth knocked out. Sheila took my needles, my kit, my spikes, and auburn gloves. I could have dumped her in the river, but instead I gave her $20 and she gave me crabs. Court is wood, court is wood, court is wood, screamed Blind Freddy. We were 8 days from Bronxton, and our Jeep had broken down, and we didn't have no water or no weed. Our air conditioning was broke too, and Terry, he ate the chihuahua and then barfed up his own lungs. This was traveling for gold for real. I could have seen the glory of too much Grimbic 44, but my canister was empty and my head was melting. Our driver was Ned from Phoenix, and his hand shook all the time. If he didn't get his fix of cocaine, if Ned didn't get his cocaine, if Ned didn't get his fix of cocaine, he would swerve off the road and we would never get to Fox River. The last of those wolves were chasing us now, baby. The ones you think you leave behind in the cauldron of hopeful fancy. And too little book learning. The pills, the powder, the LSD. It all made the map more real. The map was all. And I was traveling the lube realm covered in grease. Give me that thing, Ned grabbed the map and ripped off the corner pointing to Fox River Road. That SOB made a cigarette and dipped that mother in liquid PCP. I was beside myself. Damn you, Ned. Damn you, Ned. Damn you and your PCP cigarette. He swerved. He almost hit a raccoon. Damn you, Ned. Damn you, Ned. Damn you for your cocaine. We needed help. We stopped in Cooper City. We picked up our friend Barb. damn you, Barb. So we picked up our friend Barb. Barb was a hooker and a cooker and a real nice gal. She'd been all around the mountains. She'd seen the Lost Lakes and even been to Fox River. Her face grimaced when we asked about it, though. You don't want to go there, friend. Why? Nothing lives there. They tested bombs there. Back in the 50s. Bombs? Nukes. They tried to crack open a fissure of natural gas using a 10-kiloton device. Yeah, they tried to use a nuke to crack open the earth to bring forth the natural gas. That SOB spews radiation everywhere. Fuck. Barb shook her head and said no. She wasn't going to take us to Fox River. North of Blimpton. Ned and I were all that was left now. All of our fellow travelers, treasure hunters, map maidens, witches of darkness fled. They gave up for whiskey and music and fun. But Ned and I needed the gold, the power. We set out for Blimpton. We set out for Blimpton. Some old wino told us that Fox River was north of Blimpton. So that's where we went. We filled up the car with gas and Ned smoked another PCP cigarette. Ned was getting edgy, his eyes darted about. We got into the car and made our way. We'd been on the road for 5 hours, eating nothing but corn nuts. We've been on the road for hours eating corn nuts and jerky. We've been eating whatever cans of fluid we could find. We drank the muck, we drank the gumpus juice. I'd seen a sign for Blimpton 45 minutes earlier. I didn't want to mention to Ned, he looked weird. I didn't want to bother Ned. He looked weird. You ever see that sky demon? What, Ned? That demon that follows you, traces you. Traces you, Ned? It marks you. It limits you. It's the Skyhawk, and it describes your path. It's the Skyhawk, and it describes your path. It also rapes your future, your future, your future. Ned let go the wheel. Ned let go the wheel of the car. He got spun off in a PCP fragment of a thought he had once about a dog. His mind was so addled, you couldn't find... Yeah, it was just broken. The car tumbled into a valley created by the Fox River. The car came to a stop near an old engine burial ground. The Koopstack Nation had ruled this valley since the first peoples wandered across the fucking land bridge 40,000 years ago, Bo Blimp Doc. They had weird rituals, the Koopstack Nation. They had strange habits, but they loved gold. They loved gold. Buried with each chieftain of the Koopstack Nation was 20 pounds of gold. But I'd never get any of it. Ned was almost dead. His back was broken from the accident. He asked me to bash his brains out, so I did. I passed out bloody and broken. I was pretty close to the end. Close to the end. I was close to the end. I was found after I passed out by an old chief named Walking Log. He took me to his cabin. He tended to my wounds. He gave me some kind of fucking Indian tea. I don't know what kind of fucking tea it was. I woke up in a diner south of Derby a few days later. I never found any treasure. I just found the endless void, the crabs. The shaman keep the void clean, you know. The Injun shaman wander the world keeping this place, this nasty, dirty, swampy, gritty place clean. This place we live in for a minute, for a second, we spit and poop and fuck and leave our oils everywhere. The shaman keep it clean, and the shaman cleaned me up, made me well. Injun shaman are the existential janitors. This was Lecture 15 in the ongoing series of Lost Lectures of Charles Manson. For those of you listening and wondering if you can help out, you can. These translations don't translate themselves. The work requires deep meditation, structured conversations with wildlife and stones and raccoons and wolves. All of this is dangerous and often involves rabies. So if you want to help out in the pursuit of the Lost Prison-style lectures of Charles Manson, you can donate to this enterprise by going to paypal.com/paypalme/Dr. Freckles. And you can donate if you want to, but you don't have to. but if you can, that would be great. But by all means, please take care of your food, your water, your shelter, the people you love and care about, your dogs and your cats. Take care of the stuff in your life. Buy some food, some extra food. And then when you're done doing all those things, including buying a decent couple of, you know, emergency water filters, like the Life Straw type thing, once you're done doing all that, and you still have a few gold coins left for your good old friend Dan to translate the Lost Prison style lectures that are gritty and nasty and sexy and coming straight from the consciousness of Charles Manson, you can do it, baby. All you gotta do is focus. That's right, you can donate by going to paypal.com/paypalme/Dr. Freckles. And other than that, all I gotta tell you is, hey pal, hey buddy, hey people out there, it's Tuesday morning, right around 3:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Bo Blimp Doc. Is there a treasure waiting for you in the mountains? Are you putting off your own life to find the gold, just like Charles Manson and his friends? Remember, sometimes the journey to find the gold is the point. Sometimes the treasure map is a map to your heart. Sometimes the gold is really the golden heart of the golden spirit of nice people that don't suck. So have a great Tuesday. Take off into the ether sphere. Build your own rocket ship out of love.